Good morning and welcome to this morning's service. I've had two things to say this morning. Wednesday coffee morning this week, there will not be a church Wednesday coffee morning this week. It's not quite come through early enough to go in the notices, so if you could just remember that, please. Also, we've got two notices about the church family weekend. One notice is from Stephen Hughes, which is about the board games, the board game day, which he's going to organise. But if you've seen the Mary Poppins overhead just now, that tells you that it's more of a family, a whole family event, and it's for you to come all day, have lunch and stay all day, or just drop in for half an hour if that's all you can spare. But all will be welcome that weekend. Thank you. And Mandy's just going to talk to you about Christian Aid before we finish. Okay, thanks.
We are actually celebrating Christian Aid Week today. For once, we are early. Only because Rich is preaching today, and if anybody is made to talk about Christian Aid, it's Richard, and to inspire us. The bags for the envelopes are all out there, but they have no envelopes in them. It's a do-it-yourself. Get your bag, if you've agreed to do a road, and fill it with the envelopes, which are, if you look carefully, they're in 50s, 250s, 100. Easy to count. We do need some new collectors. Can I emphasise that this is only to deliver? It's easy. All you have to do is sign up for a road and push an envelope through the door. There's no collecting. We're not allowed to do that anymore. And all the details as to how they get their money to us are actually on the envelope. So I do need some new people, please, especially the one that stands out is Charlecote Road. And we always get a lot of money from them. So we can't miss them out. And there's two lots on Dickens Lane that's still missing. And I've no doubt by a fortnight's time, I'll be able to fill you in if there are any more missing. But please, if we don't support this Christian Aid Week, who in God's name will? And let's go round being proud of what we're doing. Yes? We're proud to be Christians. Christians make things happen, and Christian Aid certainly does. Okay, thank you. So over to you, Richard, to really inspire us. Give me a big build-up.
So no pressure, eh? I'm going to start off with a video call to worship that's been prepared by Christian Aid, which
above city streets, over country fields, amidst rocks and stone,
trickles, tinkles, tickles, springs,
a word, a voice, a solo crying in the wilderness.
No.
Polishing pebbles, beauty wells from deep beneath Earth's privilege.
I hate, I despise your religious festivals.
A thought seeps subversive through cracks, over rocks, over barren land.
Watering, nourishing, enlivening, inspiring, inspiring.
Breathing in the dream. that things can be different, that things should be different, that things must be different.
Crystal clear. A stream of living water.
Confluence, convergence, concourse.
I hate, I despise your religious festivals.
I hate, I despise your empty words.
Fill, your cup overflows.
Your cup overflows.
Now thunders a mighty roar.
Voices come together.
Flow together.
Join together.
In harmony.
All creation joins.
Merge.
All creation groans.
As one longs for fulfillment.
Flowing inexorably.
Torrential.
Unstoppable.
Rapids disrupt.
Interrupt the way things are.
Disrupt.
Disorder.
Disturb.
Flow.
Flooding.
Flourishing.
I hate.
I despise.
Your religious festivals.
Justice rolls.
Justice flows.
Justice forces.
A river.
An unending stream.
Thunder.
A scathing.
Crying.
Singing.
Justice.
I have a voice.
Please stand.
You have a voice. We have a voice. When we sing together, a line is drawn, and hope reborn. This is the song of kingdom come. We hear the cries of distant neighbors, the dispossessed, the refugee, and God's command to feed the hungry and set them free. We heard the word, the new commandment, and we remained the promise hold to love the world without condition. God's love for all, God's love for all. I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice. And when we sing together, a line is drawn, and hope reborn. This is the song of kingdom come. A reckless love that knows no borders, that speaks the truth to those in power, that shines a light. When we will stand against injustice, we all will live against the grain, until their poverty is over, and love shall reign, and love shall reign. I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice. When we sing together, the line is drawn, the holy horn. This is the song of kingdom come. We won't stand by while sisters suffer, or turn by night to ruthless wrong. Our song of praise will be compassion,
this kingdom song.
Kingdom song, song of love and liberation, of healing hope and lasting peace. Taste of life in all its fullness. God's masterpiece, God's masterpiece. I have a voice, you have a voice, we have a voice. When we sing together, the line is drawn, and hope reborn. This is the song of kingdom come. This is the song of kingdom come.
Please be seated. And let us pray. Let's come before God this morning and give thanks for all the gifts with which we are blessed. Let's give us thanks, give our thanks for the homes from which we've come this morning. Homes in which we feel secure, in which we feel warm, into which we can invite our friends and families to share from the wealth that we have. We give you thanks for secure and fulfilling jobs where we have them. We give thanks for adequate pensions. We give thanks on this bank holiday weekend for the opportunity to move around, to travel, to meet people, to share time with others, and to enjoy this world with others. We give you thanks that we have food to put on our tables. Food for ourselves and food to share. We give you thanks that every so often we can afford to go out into restaurants and cafes and have other people cook for us. For all these things in your world, we give you thanks. Let us realize how precious these gifts are. How few people on this planet actually have those gifts. And let us really value what it is from you. Amen. We're going to have a few slides which allow me to tell the story of Jessica Muadizi. She lives in Zimbabwe and farms there. This is her carrying some of her harvest home from the farm. Her husband is unwell, so she is responsible for the family, for the home, and for the farm. Climate change has brought drought to Zimbabwe, which means that every day is a struggle for survival. Like many women in Zimbabwe, she toils on her farm. But no food can grow on the dry, ashen land. In her own words, she says, "One year we had no rain. The scorching sun burnt my crops just as they were about to bloom. It was so pitiful and disheartening." At those times when food is scarce, she can only give her children one bowl of porridge a day. She shares her heartbreak. Again, her words. "My children crave a decent meal, but I can't provide. It pains me to send them to bed hungry. It's unjust that climate change robs Jessica of the power to provide for her family." She says women are at the mercy of climate change and hunger. Once before, when things were desperate, Jessica asked her neighbours for food, but she came home with nothing. Jessica is hungry. Hungry for a good meal. Hungry to earn a decent living. Hungry to provide a more hopeful future for her family. Again, in her own words, "My children give me the power to go ahead. I pray they will have a better future." The story of Jessica. Those of us who've been coming along to our Lenten study groups, either on Monday mornings or Wednesday evenings have been learning about climate change. One of the things we've learned about is that across the world, and particularly in Africa, climate change is having a devastating effect now. We in the United Kingdom tend to think that climate change is something that's going to hit us and our children and our children's children in the future. But in Africa, people are experiencing the effects now. Most commonly, they're affecting changes in the way the rains come. For much of the year, and in some cases for several successive years, the rain doesn't come at all. And then when it does come, it tends to come down now in torrents and wash away the soil and wash away the seedlings. This is not fair. Climate change has been caused almost overwhelmingly by people like us in the richer nations of the world. People like us who burn fossil fuels to heat our homes, to travel on holidays, who eat foods that cannot be produced sustainably. We in countries like the United Kingdom have caused the problem. They, in poor countries across the world, are those who are suffering its consequences. Using the latest figures, the average person in the United Kingdom is responsible for the emission of nearly 8 tons of carbon dioxide each year. It's in Zimbabwe, it's 0.8 tons. One-tenth of what we produce. And from a poor woman like Jessica, it is a fraction of that. She emits no carbon dioxide because she can't afford to use fossil fuels. We are causing the problem, and other people are suffering. It's not fair. It's not just. So let's confess our part in this problem. Let us pray. God of love and God of justice, we come before you to acknowledge that we have sinned. We come to acknowledge that we have grown accustomed to lifestyles that are unsustainable. Lifestyles that emit so many greenhouse gases. Lifestyles that have such a devastating effect on some of the poorer people on our planet. In the past, we have not known how damaging these lifestyles have been. Now, we do. There is no excuse for us continuing to pollute the world. Give us a vision of a better world, of your kingdom. Give us a vision of how we can live responsibly within that world. Give us a vision of how we can work with you to bring about the coming of that kingdom. Give us the strength to change so that we can live more simply in order that others may simply live. Give us the assurance that when we change the way we live to reflect your love and your justice, that you will forgive us. And that people like Jessica, whose lives have been so devastated by our profligacy, will be able to forgive us as well. Amen. Our next song may feel like a difficult song to sing. It recognizes that the world is not as it should be. Let us express our grief for what we're doing to the planet and its people through its words. Hear the song of our lament. Please stand if you're able to.
Hear the song of our laments, we grieve a dry and broken land. Hearts have turned from your intent, and earth is ravaged by our hand. Oceans weep for beauty lost, and forests plead for your return. Fields are drenched in tears and blood, all nature groans beneath sin's curse. Have mercy,
actually check if we've got a Bible. We have. We'll have our Bible reading now.
This morning the Bible reading is from Revelation chapter 21 verses 1 to 6. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne say, "See, the home of God is among mortals. He will dwell with them. They will be his people. and God himself will be with them. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. Death will be no more. Mourning and crying and pain will be no more, for the first things have passed away. And the one who was seated on the throne said, "See, I am making all things new." Also he said, "Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true." Then he said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water as a gift from the spring of the water of life." This is the reading. Amen.
When we look around at the world as railed around us today, it's quite a bleak world we look at, isn't it? The story we've heard about Jessica reminds us of how difficult the lives are of the majority of the world's population, particularly those living in poorer countries. Our newspapers and televisions are full of stories about how difficult it is for poorer people in this country to put food on the table and to heat their homes as prices increase dramatically. Perhaps the dominant story is that of the war in Ukraine, a war devastating the lives of so many people, but devastating lives in the same way as conflicts in Chechnya, Syria, Yemen, Gaza, or Myanmar. A lot of us are now choosing not to look around, but when we do look around at the world, it's not a pretty sight. There are some Christians who believe that there must be a reason for all this devastation and suffering. They believe that God is in control of everything and that he has a master plan and that whatever happens must be part of that plan. Such Christians tend to assume that there is a purpose for everything that happens, even if we as humans cannot understand that purpose. I'm not one of them. I can't look at what is going on in the world today and believe that this is part of some great plan. That all this misery is justified per purpose that is simply beyond my understanding. When I look at the world today, the conclusion I am forced to come to is that this is not what God wants. There's a rich history running through the Bible of lament, of people recognizing that this world is not as God wants it to be and calling that out. Whether it was Moses recognizing the immorality of Israelite enslavement, whether it was the prophets who were castigating kings for acting against the will of God, whether it was the exiles weeping by the rivers of Babylon, or Jesus railing against the hypocrisy and wickedness of religious and secular authorities that led ultimately to his execution. We tend to ignore that liturgy because it makes us uncomfortable. It's much easier to believe that God is in control and he's looking after us, even if we cannot understand how. The trouble is that such a view is disempowering. If God is in control, if this is God working things out, then what can we do? We just need to wait for God's purpose to come. On the other hand, if we share the biblical view that there are many aspects of this fallen world that are not as God intended, then we are offered a choice to rectify this. To my mind, the genius of the Old Testament prophets is not just to recognize the mess the world is in, but to have the imagination to recognize how the world could be different. Yes, they spent a lot of their time lamenting about the state of the world they lived in, but they also spent an awful lot of time presenting a vision of the way the world could be. Jesus shared in that tradition. He understood how the world was, and he wept for it. But he also saw how the world could be and should be. He called it the kingdom and called each of us to be part of bringing it to reality. His death was an invitation to do whatever it takes to share in that mission. And the passage that I believe, the passages that I believe capture this vision more than any other in the New Testament are the series of visions we're presented with at the end of the book of Revelation. One of these visions is the one we've just heard. It's a vision of a world in which God is at one with God's people. He will live with them, and they shall be his people. Imagine what the world would be like if we turned away from all those things that lead us away from God and concentrated only on the things that bring us closer to God. Imagine a world in which we all acted as if we were God's people. What a wonderful world that would be. But Jesus didn't just see the kingdom as a future dream. He saw it as a present reality. In this time, now, those who have a vision of God's kingdom can become God's people. They can work in and for that kingdom. And once you've got a vision of how the world can and should be, then you have the potential to start working to bring it about. Each one of us has only a small part to play, but each one of us does have a role. Christian Aid Week is one of those weeks when we are offered a role. When we are reminded through stories like that of Jessica about what is wrong with the world, but how we are offered a small role in changing, of bringing an alternative. It's an opportunity for each one of us to be part of creating God's kingdom. Each one of us may only expend an hour or so delivering envelopes. Each one of us may only raise 30 or 40 pounds from the street we're delivering to. But that hour is given alongside perhaps 50,000 other Christians in this country. It's the greatest act of Christian witness each year in our nation, when we go out and say what it is that we feel is important about God's kingdom. Each of those 30 or 40 pounds is raised alongside the other people in the kingdom, and the money rolls in its millions. Last year, Poynton raised £4,000 and nationally over £4 million were raised to support the work of Christian Aid. We've got a task to do because before the pandemic the sum was £7 million and we need to get back to those sorts of sums. That income is used by Christian Aid throughout the world to work for the coming of God's kingdom. We've heard earlier of the story of Jessica, a woman who needs that help. Let's now watch a brief video of another woman, Janet, who has already received it.
Meet Janet Zerugo, mother of 10, grandmother of 28, great-grandmother of 8. The four generations of Janet's family. Junior Kadore, great-grandson. Patience Muzengeza, granddaughter. Chipo Zerugo, daughter, Janet Zerugo. Janet's love for her family keeps her going, even in the hardest times. Janet has seen many changes in her lifetime.
When we were children, we didn't worry about the challenges ahead.
Janet has lived through extreme hardship. Drought has ravaged her village, leaving her community hungry.
In the drought, we ate things we wouldn't normally eat. My heart was so painful thinking that my family would die. By God's grace, they did not.
Thanks to kind people like you, Janet was given training and drought-resistant seeds. Janet has learned the best techniques to farm in dry land, and her garden has flourished.
This project has changed our lives for the better. What makes me happy is to see my family strong and well-fed.
Janet has become successful through the opportunities she has seized. She is now able to provide for her family.
I take them to school because I dream that if they have a good education, they will look after me in the future.
God be with me and my family. Please look after them, Lord. Look after my livestock, my husband, and me too. Give me strength to fend for my family.
Janet's story. And each of us who've delivered and collected envelopes in previous years have been part of Janet's story. That is why we collect, to bring that sort of transformation to people's lives. I'm now going to invite anyone who's going to be collecting to stand. Anyone who's going to be collecting this year, you're delivering. Any of you who are delivering envelopes, I'd like you to stand now and we'll bless you in your task. And it's also important that we have the prayerful support of those of you who are seating. So thank you very much for that support as well. But let's pray. Loving God, today we join with thousands of others stepping out in mission for the world's poorest people. As Jesus prayed to you before sending out the disciples, we pray now that our words, actions and deeds will bring your kingdom closer. We pray for the Spirit to fill us with yearning and the courage to live out your love for the world. As Jesus entrusted his disciples with his mission to the world, we pray that we, who have felt the transforming power of your love, will bear witness to that love far and wide. And invite you to respond with the dark print. God, you're homeless, your people are homeless. God, send us out. God, your people are hungry. God, send us. God, your people are oppressed. God, send us. God, your people are ignored. God, send us. God, your people are afraid. God, strengthen us as we go. We pray that as we reach out to our sisters and brothers around the world, justice and hope will flourish in our own community. Amen. And let everybody stand as we sing our next hymn, Sent by the Lord Am I.
My hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. Lord, am I. My hands are ready now to make the earth a place in which the kingdom comes. The angels come and change the world of earth and place into a world of love, of justice and of peace. The task of mine to do.
Please be seated. Let's come and offer our prayers for other people. Dear God of love and justice, we come to offer you our prayers. We pray particularly for the poor in this world. People who struggle to provide food for themselves. People who struggle to provide food for their families. We know that across the world, more than half the world's population lives on less than £1,500 a year. Let us remember them, each one of them, as they struggle in the circumstances in which they find themselves. We pray for people in this country who are struggling, who have only just been able to balance the needs to heat their homes and feed their families, and are now trembling with anticipation of how they're going to survive over the coming months. We pray for everyone in this world who has a passion to rectify these wrongs, who has a vision of your justice, a vision of your kingdom and wants to work for it. We pray for all the people in the aid agencies around the world, whether international or domestic. We pray for all their supporters. We pray for everyone who gives financially to support their work. We give thanks for those who have been called to take political responsibility for what we need. We pray that they too will share a vision of your kingdom, a vision of your justice, and a work for a world in which that justice is embedded, in which that kingdom comes. For everyone who struggles to bring about your kingdom, we pray for support and we give you thanks. And we also just spend a moment to think of whether there is anybody we particularly know that needs to know your love at the moment. Anyone amongst our friends, families, colleagues or neighbours who is crying out for your love. And if there is, speak to us and show us how we can take that love to them. Because it's through taking your love to your people that your kingdom will be brought about on earth as it is in heaven. And we join with Christians across all ages and across this planet as we share in the words of the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. We're going to finish with a song that I used to round off the Lent study material. And the group that went through it on Wednesday said, wouldn't that be a good thing to sing with the congregation on Sunday morning? So here we are. We're going to sing it. It's called... What is it called? We've Got to Rise Up. We've Got to Rise Up. Let's sing We've Got to Rise Up as we go out into the world.
Hope to the nations, gotta rise up together as one. Right now the world is waiting, half now there's no escaping. Now is the time to change the future, rise up and care for the world in its need. Is growing, it's longing for freedom to come. Earth and sky, our deep sorrow, waiting for hope, and you didn't come. Oceans of justice and rivers of fairness,
Do the right thing, your blessing will come. God of love, mercy on us, show us the way. Let justice be done. We gotta rise up, bring hope to the nations. Gotta rise up, together as one. Right now, the world's waiting. Half now, there's no escaping. Now's the time to change the future. Rise up and care for the world in its need. See the weak, the poor and the weary, sad and crushed, but all in the cross. Skies are black, land is burning, rivers are roaring, storms are apart. Burning hot sun, glowing gas melting, the cry of our children is laid on the line. Something's wrong, it needs to be right. We need your help while there is yet time. Gotta rise up, bring hope to the nations. Gotta rise up together as one. Right now the world's waiting. Act now, there's no escaping. Now's the time to change the future. Rise up and care. Love, mercy, one come with your God. Act justly. Love, mercy, one come with your God. You gotta rise up, bring hope to the nations. Gotta rise up together as one. Right now the world is waiting. Now there's no escaping. Now's the time to change the future. Rise up and care for the world in its need.
Remain standing as we share in a blessing that's been prepared by ACT Alliance, which is an alliance of all the Christian development agencies, including Christian Aid, working together. Please respond in the words in bold. May God bless us with wonder at creation's glory. May God bless us with fury at creation's spoiling. May God bless us with courage at this critical hour. And may the blessing of God, Creator, Son, and Holy Spirit rest upon us and on all creation this day and for the future to come. Amen.